A story's been making the rounds this week about a Rowan County community called Dukeville. Environmentalists found toxic heavy metals in drinking water wells near Duke Energy's retired Buck coal plant, suggesting contamination from coal ash. One metal found in all the wells has generated the most attention.
A cancer-causing chemical called hexavalent chromium.
Chromium's most toxic form, an Associated Press investigative story reads. WFAE's Ben Bradford has been following the coal ash controversy, and he thinks there are some problems with these reports. He joins me now. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mark.
Okay, so what's the problem here?
Well, chromium-6 is absolutely a carcinogenic chemical. It's the one at the center of the Aaron Brockovich story, actually. And the Waterkeeper Alliance's tests were conducted by nationally and state-certified labs. But the levels that the Waterkeeper Alliance found are well below the allowable limits in water, federally and within the state.
Well, if they aren't exceeding state limits, what is the concern?
I talked with Donna Lisenby of the Waterkeeper Alliance about that, and here's what she said.
Every drinking water standard assumes some level of unhealth or negative health result is acceptable. It's usually a very small risk level. Because hexavalent chromium is such a dangerous carcinogen, we would rather err on the side of safety, especially because there are small children in many of these homes drinking this water.
So the Waterkeeper Alliance instead points to a public health goal recently set by state regulators in California, which is 500 times lower than our state standard.
What is that goal for?
Well, it's if a million people were to drink 2 liters of the water every day for 70 years, the point at which one more person would get cancer. So it's not designed to be a practical standard, according to Sam Delson from Cal EPA.
A PhD is not a boundary between a safe and dangerous level of a contaminant, and it's not considered the highest level of a chemical that's safe to drink. The purpose of the public health goal is to provide scientific guidance in developing the regulatory standard.
So in the case of chromium-6, we don't even have the ability to measure the level that's set out in the public health goal. That's how small it is.
Well, Ben, does this mean that there shouldn't be any concerns about public health up in Dukeville?
No, it doesn't. The report did find high levels of lead in a couple of wells, as well as aluminum and a few other heavy metals. And they also found what matches the description of coal ash seepage onto private land. And that's very concerning. We know the ponds leak metals into the groundwater, and Duke has had to supply water to families in other communities. So Duke's offering to do joint testing with the Waterkeeper Alliance, and I think that's what we'll see after this report.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thanks.
Thank you.
Low tonight around 73, showers and thunderstorms possible, and a high tomorrow of 93. This is WFAE News.